Having an ADHD brain is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes, well, it's not. Even ADHD professionals have trouble with their ADHD. They try harder and harder and harder to overcome the chaos that's ADHD. And finally, they overcome the barriers of ADHD and they become what we call at ADDA ADHD heroes. And that's what TED Talks are all about this year. Your favorite ADHD professionals sharing their ADHD stories. So join us here at ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, every single day of October, because it's ADHD Awareness Month. Here's the next inspiring story.
Hello, this is Sari Solden. ADDA has asked me to speak for this year's TED Talks on the theme of the hero's journey, to describe my quest, the dark night of the soul, and then the triumph over adversity. What came to mind was the time in my 30s, alone in my room, surrounded by dozens of boxes, filled with all my random ideas and deepest thoughts over several years. I knew I had something to say, if only I could figure out how to pull all these disorganized pieces of ideas together. I wasn't diagnosed or treated, so I didn't know how to understand what was happening. I just knew I had a growing and intense feeling of underachievement and frustration, and actually a growing despair that I would ever be able to manifest what I was producing in my head. I wasn't speaking in groups at work, let alone speaking to groups. No one knew the ideas I had. I felt increasingly invisible and discouraged and doubtful that anyone would ever know who I was or what I had to say. One day in my constant search for answers, I read one of the first books about adult ADHD written by two women, Kate Kelly and Peggy Raimondo. What I read there led me to get diagnosed and treated. Then it was like the movie Awakenings. I started speaking up and writing about what I was seeing in my clients. I started slowly giving talks to the staff at the clinic and then to larger and larger groups. I was beginning to be seen and heard and gaining confidence. Eventually, I took the very scary step of going across the country to the first adult ADHD conference to meet other adults, as well as pioneers in the field. As I gradually shared my ideas and observations, others rallied around to support me. I had no idea, though, how I could turn these ideas into a book, since it was a huge organizational undertaking. Edna Copeland, a leader in the field at the time, led me on to a little secret. This was before most of us were cutting and pasting on the computer. I followed her guidance and literally cut and pasted hundreds of ideas on paper and put them into brown grocery bags, each representing a different category. Finally, with tremendous amounts of organizational help, I wrote the first book on women with ADHD. As a result, I was launched into an unbelievably supportive community of adult ADHD, where I formed very strong bonds professionally and personally and around the world. This has been my journey of healing for the last 25 years. I still struggle about the same organizationally, but to balance that, I have found a way to use my strengths to make a difference and be seen and heard. Most of all, I'm continuously grateful that I found myself in position all these years and currently to help others on their own hero's journey.
Thanks so much for joining us for TED Talks this year. I'm sure you enjoyed these inspiring stories, and there's so much more. In fact, why don't you join us for the 2021 Virtual ADHD International Conference, November 4th through 6th. And you might want to consider joining ADDA as well. It's a great investment for a small amount of money, as little as $5 a month. And remember,
so when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.